FNBC wants to be your business banking partner. I'm Alan Moore, commercial loan officer at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I'm ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see me at our newest location at the end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5-yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Welcome back. Tonight's officials.
Commanding this evening's performance.
For the game, we've got referee Larry Stidman, umpire Ryan Jacks, line judge Tanner Spakes, head linesman Blake Crawford, and bat judge Brian Tackett tonight. As Brad said, we're going to let the color guard come to the 50-yard line here, and we're going to honor America with tonight's national anthem. The color guard marches now to the 50-yard line. Stand and remove our caps.
Please join us now as we pause for a moment of silence. Thank you. And now, our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Performing tonight's national anthem is Claire Holland. Claire is a sophomore member of the state championship dance team and the tennis team. She is also the current Miss Teen Arkansas River. And now, our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Emeralds red glare, the bones bursting in air, through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? and the home of the brave.
Thank you for allowing us to honor America for a minute.
You're listening to the Southern Construction Pregame Show right here on Classic Hits 101.7, streaming live on Bomber Sports Network. Guys, we're going to talk about starting lineups a little bit.
Let's hit tonight's starting lineups. Barkley?
I have the pleasure of introducing the Greenwood Bulldog offense, bookended on the offensive line by seniors number 55, Christian Fleming, and number 65, at right tackle, Ashton Stein. At right guard, you got junior 73, Landon Billy. At left guard, you got junior number 68, Cody Taylor. And at center, number 15, Akira Fujibashahi.
Thank you.
Yep. Quarterback, number 8, Kane Archer. Wide receivers, 88, Benton Hosley. And number 3, Grant Carnes. Also at wide receiver, you got number 2, Champ Davis. And number 13, Cooper Bland. And a running back, number 10, Wesley Raggio.
Trying to slow down that vaulted Greenwood offense. Is your Mountain Home defense, defensive end, bookend on either side, Aiden Setzer and Brenton Setzer, the twin seniors. In the middle, big Noah Grininger, senior, and then senior defensive lineman Eli Jones. At the linebacker position, Dawson Dunlap, senior, Caden Del Soto, and Blake Vacco, your juniors. On the back end, Talon Palmer, Taylen Peterson, Jacob Chenoweth, one name you did know that we missed out on there, Barrett Miller. Barrett Miller is out of tonight's contest. He rolled his ankle during that Catholic game and will be sorely missed tonight.
Playing defense for the Greenwood Bulldoggies, we got cornerback DJ Dobbins, safety Laura Thornsbury, safety Kaylor Jantanana, cornerback Bradley O'Neill, linebacker Zach Zitzman, linebacker Kate Archer, linebacker Paul Brixley, defensive line Gage Hanna, Eddie Castillo, Cody Johnson, and Zach Edwards running out the defense for Greenwood.
I laugh because I always pick the best names for you guys to read out. I get the Mountain Home guys, right?
We're going to mess it up anyways.
Mountain Home's offense tried to score points against this really good defense of Greenwood. Left tackle, senior Caleb Perdue. Left guard, Nate Henderson. Senior center, Nathan Yarbrough. Right guard, Lucas Boxstaller. And right tackle, Eston Ford. Your receivers tonight, Bryce Kincaid, Gus Wilbur, and Talon Palmer. Brantley Phillips will be under center or in shotgun most of the time as it is, and his running back will be senior Jacob Chenoweth, who we talked about is 41 yards away for setting the single-season rushing record for the Bombers. Tonight's captains for Mountain Home, you're going to see Eli Jones in number 13. He goes back and forth between 50 and 13. Tonight he's 13, and Caleb Perdue. For Greenwood, you've got number 16. Let's hit me with a roster here real quick. Number 16 for Greenwood, Zach Edwards. Number 7, Layden Casanova. Number 3, William Rye. And the last one, which we can't see.
We are blocked.
Eli Jones is blocking the other one. We'll get the name for you there as we are waiting to hear what happens in this opening kickoff. Guys, just got a text from Keith Caldera. He's there listening to our pregame. Keith, make sure you keep us up to date here on that Shiloh Benton score.
Sam Simer getting some love on the text line, too.
Sam is awesome. Love it.
Yeah.
He should.
Looks like number 1 is your other captain for Greenwood. That is Kaylor Jasna. So it looked like that the toss was won by Greenwood, I believe, and deferred. Mountain Home will be receiving this opening kickoff. As we're a minute and 20 away from kickoff, this has been the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. We hope it's not the last one that we say for this year. But if it is, we appreciate Southern Construction, Jared and Tasha, for all their support in the pregame show that's been able to hear all year. They meet with insurance adjusters in person, handle all your details. They offer discounts for seniors. What a great company that they have been. Placed many roofs around Mountain Home. We appreciate them and their support of Bomber football. Guys, it's the first time I've got to do this. Let's call a state semifinal game. What do you say?
What do you say?
Let's do it. And people can still keep texting us in, 870-321-6839. Tonight's theme, what's your favorite Thanksgiving tradition? We want to highlight that celebrate that. There's a lot of good ones out there.
Greenwood makes their way on the field. If you have seizures, don't watch your TV at this point in time as the lights are going crazy. They do have the lights that blink on and off. They have cannons. They have fireworks, which Mountain Home was able to have against the Sheridan game. Pretty awesome experience. Great experience here. So Greenwood has made their way out. They will be in Navy. Navy pants with white stripes down the side, white numerals, Navy helmet with the white G on the side. Mountain Home looking set to take the field here. Mountain Home is going to be in their white road uniforms. Blue pants, white helmet, and blue numerals outlined in gold and white.
Going to take a quick second for a station ID. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yeltville. Mountain Home.
Mountain Home takes the field. The Mountain Home fans with their towels up in the air. This is just going to be a nice, fun football game. Hopefully a close one here. We did get a text, Barkley or Deacon, you may know this. Who holds the current rushing record and when was it set? Will Dyer in 2007. Will Dyer 2006 is the current one.
That's amazing, Deacon. You got great memory. That's awesome.
Deacon's our numbers guy that has a number for everything. Greenwood did defer the opening kickoff. They are set to kick here. Mountain Home will receive this kickoff.
Every year, every time we get a kickoff, we like to honor the great Brad Hallworth. I got a text from today, guys. He was actually at the Chiefs game, and I am super jealous watching them beat up on the Raiders today. So, Brad, if you're out there, if you're listening on the way home, we miss you, brother. We hope you're doing well. We hope you're watching this playoff game.
And this opening kickoff goes. It's going to be received by Talon Palmer at the 10-yard line. He's going to bring it out, bring it outside the 20, and he's going to get knocked out of bounds about the 20-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start this opening possession. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Mountain Home going to start this opening possession of this state semifinal game at the 20-yard line. Brantley going to be in shotgun, going to bring a man in motion, his chin to it. They're going to hand me the ball. He's going to keep it up the middle, and it's going to go really nowhere. As Deacon did bring up, the clock continued to run the entire time that the ball was set. We've got 11:25 left in this. That is for no gain. Going to bring up second down and 10 at the 20-yard line.
Like I said, we got to score early and often, guys. This will set the tone for the entire game right here. Let's see what the offense can do.
Brantley going to be in shotgun. I'm going to have Chenoweth off to his left. 11 minutes left in this game, or first quarter. Inside handoff going to go to Chenoweth. He's going to follow his blockers as he's going to have not much there. So he picks up maybe a half yard to the 19-yard line.
You know, he's following his leading blocker there, Brad, but Greenwood does such a great job of pursuing the football. You know, it just not enough to get anything extra out of it.
Those holes that you think are there, as it looks like number 7 for Greenwood comes up hobbled up out there. That was Cash Archer.
Brantley laying the play back in.
Mountain Home facing 3rd down and 9 on this opening possession.
It's going to be a night tonight. Who's going to step up? Who's going to answer the call?
Brantley takes a snap, looking to pass. He's looking to his left. He's going to roll right. He's going to be hit from behind, but he's going to go deep. Ball's going to be thrown up to Palmer. He's going to be knocked away. Ball was thrown out to the 45-yard line of Greenwood. The defender had a play on it, but Brantley, or looks like Talent there, became a defensive back, knocking the ball away. It's going to fall incomplete as Mount Home is going to be forced to punt here with 10:03 left in this first quarter.
Yeah, and that was Asher that got that hit on Brantley there right as he threw the ball. Brantley popped back up. He's back deep to punt right now.
Brantley
back to punt from Mount Home. Sorry, Tobias.
No, just he's done a tremendous job punting this year. I mean, he can kick the fire out of it. Low snap. Brantley handles it. He's going to kick a low driving punt that's going to bounce about the 45-yard line of Greenwood and then roll out of bounds inside the 40 at about the 39-yard line. That is where Greenwood will take over first and 10. Yeah, Cash Archer was able to get a hit on Brantley as he rolled out.
And Brantley's a big kid. He can take those hits. You don't want him hit all night, but he can take a few of those.
So Mountain Home's defense here is going to have to step up after the three and out. Archer's going to be in the shotgun. Kane and Cash are brothers. Kane is the quarterback. He's going to bring a man in motion. He's going to take a snap. It's going to be a designed quarterback run off the left side. And he is going to get upended and hit hard at the 40-yard line. He's going to fall forward past the 41. Coming up second down and eight.
Looked like Aiden Setzer had a beat on him on that one and made him feel it.
Archer quickly on the ball as Greenwood likes to do. Takes a snap. He's going to look to pass. It was going to be a quarterback keeper, but flag on the play. There's going to be a flag on the play, and it's going to be a pre-snap penalty, false start on Greenwood. It's going to push them back 5 yards after the 2-yard pickup, making this second down and 13.
Shout out to the Wunnum family watching from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Go Bombers. Go Harding Bisons.
Ooh, go Bisons.
The Barnetts are also watching from Michigan. Snowy Michigan, they said. Snap's going to be out. Archer's going to throw the ball outside. Dawson Dunlap is going to have the receiver in his grasp. He's going to sneak out. He's going to get past the 45, down inside the 40. Break tackles all the way inside the Mountain Home 30-yard line to the 26-yard line. Dawson Dunlap had Champ Davis in his grasp in the backfield for a loss. He was able to sneak out, getting a huge gain, putting Greenwood into Mountain Home territory at the 26-yard line.
Came in just a little high on that tackle there and just sipped on him right off, got around him.
Archer takes a snap. He throws out to his left. Gets his receiver.
Chenoweth didn't miss that one.
Chenoweth did not miss that tackle as Archer's able to find number 82 for Greenwood. Scott Holland. It is a 5-yard gain, or 5-yard gain. Is going to get outside. Archer's going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep it around the right side. He's going to make a couple guys miss. He's going to stay slippery, and he's going to run it in for a touchdown. Archer makes about 4 or 5 Bombers miss as he takes the ball in for a 20-yard rushing touchdown. Greenwood with the early 6-0 lead.
Guys, Archer just put on a juking clinic there. I mean, he just did a great job scrambling, and, man, he's elusive, hard to tackle.
We saw that in the first game as he was there.
Yep, we did. We had a little bit of trouble with that first go.
Greenwood up 6-0 with the extra point here waiting. Snap is back, and the kick is going to be up, and it is through the uprights. 7-0 Greenwood with the early lead here in this first quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, call them today, 870-424-3400. Keeping your life in motion. They also have their own in-house physical therapy department to make your rehab seamless.
8:48 left here in this first quarter as Mountain Home trailing Greenwood 7-0. Mountain Home went 3 and out on their opening possession, not what you asked for. And Mountain Home did have Greenwood tackled for a loss there on that second down and 13. It brought up a 3rd down and long and able to let Davis, the wide receiver, get free and get a long run.
Now, I'm not saying they're not elusive. They're great football players. There's a reason that they've won as many games. But when you get a beat on them, you got to wrap them up. Let's see if we can shore that up. I'm sure Aries echoing that on the sideline as we speak.
Absolutely. You can just about guarantee it.
Greenwood set to kick off here to Mountain Home. Need a good answer right here from the Bombers. As the kick is going to be away, it's going to be a short one this time, as it's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line. That's Connor Schultz, who was able to run the ball back 92 yards. He's going to bring the ball out last game. He's going to bring it out past the 30 to the 32-yard line. Nice return there by Connor Schultz.
I love how he runs, man. When he hits it, it's downhill, shoulders down, and he hits it with a lot of passion. He is definitely a good little running back.
Yeah, he was a bright spot last week, too. I mean, man, you talk about the future of the Bomber program. That's got to make you smile a little bit.
But you know what, Brad? You know how to know when you're in a fight? After you get punched in the mouth, what do you respond? How do you do? We're going to see right here.
Brantley's going to take the snap. He's going to put it belly of Chenoweth up the middle. Chenoweth's going to find a seam as he rumbles out past the 35-yard line. They're going to give him the 36 with forward progress. It's going to be a 4-yard gain. Going to bring up second down and 6.
Interesting potential look there. As the Brantley brings the play back in.
And I'm going with wide receivers. They bring Kingston Savea. Brantley going to be in no backs with 4 receivers to his left. And they're going to keep it that way.
He's got him right here.
He's got a man on the inside screen. The pass is going to be thrown out to Tate Cudworth. It's going to be knocked away as Cash Owenby came in, knocking the ball away. Looked like we had the inside receiver set up on that. Nice little different formation that you've seen from Mount Home. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 6 at the 36-yard line.
Our man Keith from Catholic texts in right now. Benton leads Shiloh 6-0 on a poor snap on a PAT. Three plays they scored.
They scored, yeah. 3rd down and 6 here at the 36-yard line. Brantley takes the snap. Going to hand it off to Chenoweth up the middle. And, man, it is just a pile. And Chenoweth is not going to get anywhere as he maybe gets to the 37. He's going to be way short. And, once again, it is another 3 and out for Mountain Home as the punt team comes on 4th and 5.
Really need Mountain Home to get a good punt here. Flip the field a little bit. Put him in a little bit better field position here. And then just let that defense go to work.
Yeah, you got to flip the field. Inside those tackles, there is nothing there. It is a straight log jam.
Brantley back to punt for Mountain Home. He takes the snap. Good snap this time. Brantley gets a nice kick on it. It is going to bounce.
It's going to be juggled,
but he's going to come away.
There's a block in the back.
Greenwood's probably going to run this ball at least inside the 50,
there's
40,
a
30. 20.
He's
going to get knocked out of bounds at
nice
the 15-yard line, but there's a flag all the way back at the 30-yard line where the receiver received the punt.
Did y'all just see our quarterback lay a hit over there? Holy cow!
You want to get me fired up? Woo! Show me the quarterback running down the field and smoking somebody.
Man, he did it too.
So the huge mistake on the penalty by Greenwood. He's going to flip the field position. Is this going to be a half a distance from the goal, from the 30-yard line? I couldn't tell if it was a fumble, forward pass. I don't know what's going on. It's going to be half a distance to the goal. Going to push Greenwood back inside their own 20. Mountain Home caught a break on the penalty for Greenwood.
Big time now. We need the defense to capitalize on this.
I guess they called a hold and not a block in the back. They moved it back 10 yards from the 30. Now we got another flag over here on the sideline.
Uh-oh. Little sideline warning. I think he got tired of getting a earful over there. What do you guys think?
This fuse is probably short from being home at his in-laws for Thanksgiving, if I was guessing. Unsportsmanlike penalty on Greenwood. An unsportsmanlike penalty was the call on Greenwood. That's going to push him back even further. That is a half a distance to the goal line as the white hat is over talking to the head coach from Greenwood.
And I'll add that, Brad. You know, this team, this Greenwood team that hasn't lost all season, hasn't lost since 2022, when you get them in an adverse situation, how do they respond?
Because
they haven't had many adverse situations.
Right.
Shiloh kept it close with them a little bit.
Right.
But other than that, they haven't had a true game.
Yeah, they had some interceptions and some injuries there. And
guys, it was too cold for Keith to go to the game. He's actually at home right now. He's watching
He's watching us, and he's watching.
Okay. So, what's up, Keith? We appreciate it. Keep sending us scores.
I'm curious what the conversation is on the sideline with Greenwood and the white hat.
Yeah.
I mean, the call was obvious.
He's like, what do you like? You like turkey? You like cranberry sauce?
Yeah.
You like cranberry sauce? I'm a pumpkin pie guy. I don't know. I think they were talking about that. Chains are backing up here, getting in line, it looks like. White hats.
Eating cherry pie and whipped cream is Miss Linda in Walnut Ridge. So maybe they're eating
cherry pie.
Jones Rucker family's having a watch party. Go Eli, they say.
Yeah.
Got a picture. Big get together. Michelle and Terry Stovall.
Let's go, boys.
As Greenwood's pushed back inside the 10 after the multiple penalties, Archer sends man in motion, takes the snap. He's going to throw it out to the right. He's got his receiver, and he's going to fight for yardage, as that looks like that was number 86 with the reception, Phillip Jones.
First quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They take a conservative approach to injuries and joint problems. Call them today, 870-424-3400.
Archer with a quick pass out, hits number 82 from Greenwood. He's going to be stacked up. Mount Home did a good job there on the quick wide receiver pass, as Peterson was there, as well as Talon Palmer, both there for the tackle. It is going to be enough for first down yardage for Greenwood as they get the ball out past the 20-yard line.
Just aware where the sticks were. I'm going to get to it.
Archer's going to have split backs. He's going to move his receiver, his running backs out to the right. This could be trips to the right. Archer's going to move his running back to the right. He's going to take the snap. He's looking left the whole way. He's got a man out there. That's good coverage by Mountain Home. Ball's going to be caught out past the 25 to the 27-yard line as Jacob Chenoweth comes up and makes the tackle for Mountain Home. It is a pickup of 6. Going to bring up second down and 4. As these quick passes, they just get 5 or 6 yards every time. Archer takes the snap. He's going to put it in the belly of his running back. It's going to be number 10, Raggio, for Greenwood. As he's going to rumble out past the 35. They're going to give him the 37-yard line. Going to be first and 10 there for Greenwood.
This crowd getting into it.
Archer takes the snap, hands off the other side. It's going to be up in the middle. Aiden Setzer is going to come in. He's going to greet the Greenwood running back, number 17, as he rumbles the ball out past the 40-yard line. We'll pick up 7 on that as he gets down to the 42. We'll call it 6. Archer going to roll to his right. He's looking to pass. He's got a receiver. He's going to be caught at the sticks. He's going to keep the ball chugging inbounds as Mount Home rips the ball away. Dawson Dunlap ripped the ball away, but the official's going to say that he blew the whistle and forward progress was stopped.
Yep.
As he takes the ball inside Mount Home territory, inside the 50 to the 47-yard line. First down, Greenwood. Greenwood now bringing Archer out as a receiver. Snap is going to be back. It's a direct snap to Carnes. Carnes is going to cut back.
Nice job.
On the outside. He's going to go left and cut it back to the right. He's going to pick up 4 yards to the 42-yard line.
You got to assume that's going to be a run whenever he slides out to receiver, but you never know, guys.
Archer takes a snap. He's throwing out to the left. He's got his receiver number 2. That's Champ Davis. Champ Davis is going to catch the ball. He's going to be tackled immediately by Jacob Chenoweth inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Going to bring up 3rd down and 2 for Greenwood.
Huge 3rd down here, guys.
Archer takes a snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle to his running back, Raggio. Raggio is going to go around the left side. He's got room, finally going to be tackled as he rumbles inside the 30-yard line, down to the 29-yard. Going to be 1st down and 10. You know, something I want to see on these little quick receiver passes, do the receivers block before the ball's caught downfield? Let's take a look and see. Archer's going to send Raggio in motion. He's got an empty set. He's got to take a look to the right. He's going to throw the ball out. The ball's going to be knocked down by Talon Palmer. The pass, Archer's going to try to go to Carnes. It is going to be knocked down by Talon Palmer, an incomplete pass. Bringing up 2nd down and 10 from the 29-yard line.
Looks like he threw that one with the dog in his face there, guys. Getting a little pressure. That's going to be the ticket tonight. We're going to have to get pressure on Kane.
Those quick passes, it's
hard to get back there that fast, but you're going to have to. Get those hands up.
Archer's going to clap, try to get Mountain Home to draw off sides as he looks to the sideline to get his play from his head coach. Cooper Goodwin in at running back as Archer takes the snap. He's dropping back to pass. He's looking over the middle. He's got some time. He's going to throw it across the middle. It's going to be in the back of the end zone.
No.
It's going to be dropped.
No.
As the lights go off, what a premature celebration.
He's fired.
What a premature celebration as the lights went off. Surprised the cannon didn't go off. It was dropped in the back of the end zone. 3rd down and 10 at the 29-yard line.
Guys, I almost wonder if the light there going out didn't drop it. Mountain Home fan is on their feet.
Hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control text line. 3:46 left in this first quarter by Twin Lakes Orthopedics. Mount Hope trailing 7-0. As Archer sets, he's looking to the, he's looking to pass. He's got pressure up the middle. He's going to escape to the left side. He's going to go inside the 20. He's going to step out of bounds. They're going to stay at the 18-yard line. Going to be just enough for first down yardage for Archer on the scramble. 3:38 left in this first quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics.
We get so close. Man. We just get so close, and he finds a way to get out.
You got to get pressure on him, but you can't over-pursue him, right?
Yeah, you got to play. You got to play safe and play your gap.
Archer's going to set his defense here as the ball is going to be placed at the 18-yard line. First down and 10. Clock is stopped with Archer running out of bounds. Goodwin is running back to the left. Takes a snap. He's looking up across the middle. Ball's going to be dropped, and it is Carnes. It's going to be a touchdown, 18-yard pass and catch. Kane Archer to Grant Carnes, 13-0 Greenwood here in this first quarter.
A little reminiscent of what we saw last time, guys. A lot of the same, now potentially the same score.
Yep.
This quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter. Call them today, 870-424-3400. Keeping your life in motion.
Snap is back, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. 14-0 here in this first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Lee Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455.
Grant Carnes. Carnes is a great baseball player, too. Some of the Bombers have to face in Greenwood is we're here.
Well, the Bombers on that last defensive series shored up the missed tackles. We didn't have many of those there. They just marched.
Hudson Meager, the senior, kicks the ball away. It is going to be fielded by Schultz at the 15-yard line. He's going to bring it out past the 20. Inside the 25, take a cut and get tackled from behind as he brings the ball out to the 30-yard line. Guys, Connor Schultz has proven himself
pretty
capable back there at that position of kick returner.
Like I said, he's settling in.
Mount Home will start this drive here at the 30-yard line. So far, we've had six plays, and we hadn't had a first down yet.
Nope.
Need to get some chains moving, see if we can't put a ball in the end zone here. Brantley's going to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off this time to Dunlap. Dunlap's going to run the ball hard as he spins out to the 34-yard line. Nice pickup of 4 yards for Mountain Home here. A little different pace here with Dunlap back there.
He hits that hard hole, so hard, guys. Like he's almost late for curfew or something. It's nuts. I mean, he's full speed by the time he gets to the line of scrimmage.
And, maybe that's something different there for Mountain Home to see that. Maybe it'll open up some holes later for Chenoweth, who's the more patient of the two backs. So you got two backs set here. You got Chenoweth on one side, Dunlap on the other. Chenoweth's going to be brought into motion out to the right. Brantley's going to take the snap. He's going to be looking to pass. It's a wheel route. They're going to throw it to Chenoweth. That should be pass interference.
Come on.
They're probably going to say the receiver ran into him. It's the only thing I can figure.
Chenoweth was on the ground as the ball got there.
The Mountain Home faithful is not happy
not
about
happy
that.
On that one. Going to bring third down and 6 at the 34-yard line. 2:38 left in this first quarter. Brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine offers stem cell treatments and platelet-rich plasma therapies, as well as steroid injection treatments and acid gel injections. Call them today, 870-424-3400.
What does Mount Home dial up here with third and six? So far, Greenwood's defense has bowed their neck every time, not allowing a first down. Is this going to be a fake handoff up the middle? Brantley's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be wide of his target out of bounds. There is a flag back in the backfield, though. That is in the area of holding, and it is going to be holding on Mountain Home. He's going to be holding on Mountain Home. Greenwood is going to decline that penalty. Bring up fourth down and six. Mountain Home looked set to punt as they bring the punt team on.
Shiloh and Benton, 6-6 tie with about 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Got a good one there. 2:33 left in this first quarter. Mountain Home trailing 14-0. Once again, hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line, 870-321-6839. Brantley takes the snap. He's going to kick it away. It's going to be another kick that's going to bounce at the 40-yard line of Greenwood. Take a Mountain Home bounce inside the 30, inside the 25, and it's going to go out of bounds right there at the 25. That is where Greenwood will start their third possession of this first quarter.
Mount Home's defense needs to find a way to get a stop here. They've been close. Like you said, three third downs last series. Got really, really close to making some plays.
Salem's leading Rivercrest 16-0. We just got 8-0. Sorry, 8-0. And a game close to Mount Home is Archer. He's going to be set to take the snap here at the 25-yard line. He's going to take snap. He's going to look to his right. He's going to hit his receiver, number two. It's his favorite target, Davis, so far tonight, is he's going to pick up 8 yards on the play. He's going to finally get brought down. I can see why there's not many incompletions in this. He turns and has it out of his hand. He throws the ball maybe 10 yards and lets his receivers do the work.
Yeah, you got one Mississippi to get to him.
Archer's going to hand the ball off to Raggio up the middle. Raggio's going to go off the left side. He's going to finally be brought down as he reaches the second level in the linebackers at Mountain Home. Caden DeSoto there. Vacco there as well on the tackle. Hunter Estes for Mountain Home. It is enough for first down at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, props to Greenwood. They have some of the finest blocking receivers I've ever seen. They can block. Now, maybe a little holding there, but that's going to happen.
Archer's going to roll out to his right. He's going to be looking to pass. He's going to be throwing down the field. Is this going to be Carnes? Carnes is going to catch it over Talon Palmer, and it is going to be gone. He is going to be gone for a touchdown. The pass is going to go down the right sideline. It's going to be a 61-yard strike. Archer to Carnes. Greenwood up 20-0 here early in this first quarter.
Down three touchdowns going into the third, or, you know, right at the start of the game. Closing out the first quarter. I mean, man, everything's off the table at this point. If you want in this game, you got to fight.
Extra point is up. It is good. Greenwood takes a 21-0 lead here. 1:34 left in this first quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Yeah, we talked about it. Greenwood, the short pass, then boom, there's a long one. There it was, short pass. Palmer kind of bit a little bit on that fake, and then Carnes got behind him. Little hand fighting. Palmer was there, tried to close the distance, but Carnes just came away with it.
That's what Greenwood does. They just sit back there and kind of try to pick part. They'll find, you know, little mismatches or little seams, and that's what they do. They're very good at it. Quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, effectively treating knee, hip, shoulder, elbow, as well as ankle and foot pain. Call them today, 870-424-3400.
Greenwood set to kick off here, boys. And here's the deal. This Greenwood team does not let off the gas. They're one that's not scared to run it up on you, and I think Mountain Home better find a way to stop them where it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, Mountain Home's got to arch the back. Offense has got to give you a little bit. They've got to get some first downs and move down this field. Give the defense a break. Let them reconvene. Decide the scheme that they can change it up to maybe counterbalance this guy that's getting recruited by Missouri, Michigan, Minnesota.
No. Hudson Meekers kicks the ball away. It's going to be fielded at the 10 by Connor Schultz. Schultz is going to bring it out. And one bright spot for Mountain Home today has been Schultz, as he brings the ball out past, fields it at the 10. brings it out past the 25-yard line. Going to mark the ball to 27. That's where Mountain Home will start. Schultz has been pretty good for Mountain Home back there in that kick return game.
I feel like this is the first game we've seen him back there. Isn't it usually Barrett?
It is. Yep. Barrett and Palmer. Schultz came in at the end when Barrett was hurt in Catholic. He was the one that had that 92-yard return.
Oh, yeah.
Brantley going to take a snap. He's going to hand it off to Chenoweth up the middle. Chenoweth is going to fight his way past the 25 or 30-yard line. It's going to be brought down just on the other side of it to 31. It's going to be a gain of 3. He'll bring up second down and 7. You got to keep feeding Chenoweth at some point. Let him get those 41 yards at least, right?
Right.
Yeah, let him get that school record. He's definitely deserved it this year.
But nothing's over yet. This is a football game. Turnover, right. Penalties, catch a quick score. You got to stay in
right.
This.
I agree. You got to do something here, though. Mountain Home has answers. We got 52 seconds left. Chenoweth's going to get the ball up the middle. He's going to fight for every yard that he can get as he's going to bring the ball, say, out to the 33-yard line. 34, they're going to call it. Going to bring up third down and 4 for Mountain Home.
Another big third down here for Mountain Home's offense.
Yeah, we haven't had the first down yet.
No.
There's 24 seconds left. There's 20 seconds left on the play clock. So Mountain Home will have to snap this ball before the end of this quarter. Third down and 4 from Mountain Home at the 34-yard line. Brantley's going to take the snap. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw the ball. Nice. It's going to be completed. He's going to have Tate Cudworth and complete the ball as Brantley took a hit. Good sportsmanship there by number 4, Paul Brixey, as he knocks Brantley down. Had a little hand to the face, but he helped him up. It did. But Mountain Home did complete the pass. Brantley gets the pass completed to Tate Cudworth out past the 45-yard line to the 46. Mountain Home picks up its first down, as that is going to be the end of this first quarter. First quarter dominated by Greenwood, but Mountain Home has the ball trying to make a play. You've been listening to Classic Hit, Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.